Welcome back to our pregame show. Head coach Tom Cerutori with us. Tom, RH had a saying, you know, sometimes this game should be called goalie. Matias certainly kept you guys in that game last night by himself, didn't he?
100%. He played well, and it was a tough night at the office for the Beavers, and we almost stole one.
At what point did you like, whoa, he's really seeing the puck well tonight?
Well, I mean, throughout the game, I mean, he was seeing the puck pretty good, and he was dialed in.
Fans, and I'll admit, radio announcers too, I think way too heavily merely just the number of shots in a game. How do you weigh all of the following in determining, you know, a good night at the office or a bad night? Is it attempts, shots on goal, where a shot comes from, how a shot comes about,
yeah,
you know, if it's
more
a turnover or all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, more times than not. It's not like it all depends. It's, you know, the optics can be different all the time. But like last night was a butt kicking. Last night was a total, that was different. I mean, you can look at those shots and that was the way that, I mean, if you want to sit there and say, gosh, looks like Bemidji got to take it to them. And we did. I mean, the shots, hey, when you give up that many shots, I mean, that tells the story is what I'm getting at, Schulze.
Power play where you scored the goal, I'll admit, wasn't really passing the eye test to me until the thing is all of a sudden in the back of the net. How important was it for those three guys of keeping space, keeping width, and kind of being in unison on that rush?
I don't know. I mean, we scored on the rush, which is great, but we still have to – we've got to possess it better. We got, you know, we were disjointed on the power play last night, and again, we didn't possess it the way we wanted. And it was indicative of our play last night, and it was just indicative of those shots. And you know, you can reflect back, and there's a few bright spots, and Schulze, he was one of them. But overall, I mean, it was just like we had to clean up a lot of things.
The overtime worth the price of admission last night by itself. Both teams had chances. What determines what three guys you're going to throw out there to start?
Well, I mean, it's their talent and their speed. Probably that's probably the best thing. Their talent, their ability of making plays, and their speed.
If I'm remembering right, it was Leighton, Eric Martin, and Kyle Loft, right?
Yep, and what we did last night, normally, like when Liam Engstrom gets back and some of our guys get back, we'll probably have Yeri and Rohde together. But we wanted to split up our speed last night, to be honest with you. So we had Yeri on the, you know what, going out second, and we had, you know, Rohde and Marty first. So it all depends, again, you know, who's in our lineup and how we want to do things.
Well, those three were out there for a full shift, drew a penalty, and then he kept them out there. Was that kind of just a gut feeling, leaving those three out there?
Well, we had a power play. We called a timeout. So, I mean, we just wanted to get our best – we wanted to get our best chemistry together, and a lot of that's predicated on hands as well and the ability of making plays. And so, I mean, that's kind of how we did things last night.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. On to Army, Tom. What's the biggest challenge in scouting a team and getting a game plan ready in one day?
Right now, we haven't done much, to be honest with you, Schulze. We haven't done much. And, you know, I just want the guys to play. I think right now I don't want to give them too much information right now. The bottom line is they just need to worry about playing hard, being aggressive, and honestly doing the things that we talked about in our meeting today. And I don't want to overload them with Army right now. I just want them to play hockey.
Well, I know you guys as a staff watched them. What did you see out of Army last night?
Well, I mean, they're not going to be fun to play against, and I hope we're not fun to play against.
Service academies, you know, you're pretty familiar with your brother out at Air Force. It takes a special person to make that commitment to either the Army or the Air Force, and then, oh yeah, be a Division I athlete as well. The one thing that's always stood out to me, though, is how going to the rink is such a release for those guys. They've got the daily grind of, you know, getting ready for war, for lack of a better term. But coming to the rink is pretty special for them, isn't it?
Well, it is, and Brian Riley and I were just talking, and I know my son and talking to Frank and everything else. I mean, those guys get up at 6:30 in the morning every day, and they're in school till like 3:00,